Title: Writing Dark Roller Base Patterns for Neuro, Beginner Ableton Lesson. Alright, let's build a dark roller base pattern for Neuro style drum and bass in Ableton Live. Beginner friendly, stock tools, and the goal is minimal but heavy. Think hypnotic, groove locked, and kind of evil but controlled. Before we touch any fancy sound design, here's the mindset. In darker rollers, the bass pattern is often simple and repetitive. The life comes from rhythm, note length, tiny gaps, accents, and a bit of movement in the mid layer. If you try to make it interesting by adding a million notes, it usually just gets messy and small. So today you're going to build two things. 1. A two-layer bass, a clean sub that does the real low-end work, and a mid-bass that brings the dark neuro texture. And 2. A one-bar roller pattern that locks to the drums and feels like it's pulling you forward. Step 0. Session setup. Set your tempo to 174 BPM. That's home bass for a lot of DNB. Now get a simple drum groove going. If you want the fastest setup, kick on 1. Snare on 2 and 4 in that two-step feel. Add closed hats on 8th notes or 16th notes so you can feel the grid and the roll. And here's a key groove concept. Decide what role the bass is playing relative to the snare. Option A is answer the snare, where bass notes land just after the snare hits. Option B is lead into the snare, where bass notes land just before. Pick one on purpose for a section. It stops the groove from feeling accidental. Now step 1. Clean workflow. Create two MIDI tracks. Name one SUB and the other MID. Select both tracks and group them. Name the group Bass Bus. This is going to make your life easier later when we glue them together and sidechain them as one instrument. Step 2. Build the sub. On the SUB track, load operator. We want a clean sine wave. Nothing fancy. Oscillator A to sine. Turn the level down a bit. Somewhere around -6 to -12 dB. Headroom is your friend. Now set an envelope that won't click. Attack at 0. Release around 50 to 120 milliseconds. If you're getting clicks later, increase the release slightly. You can keep sustain low so the note length does the work, because in roller bass, note length is groove. After operator, add utility. Make the sub mono. Width to 0 or use bass mono if you have it. The sub must be stable and centered. That's non-negotiable if you want your track to translate on big systems. And just so you don't panic, the sub should be boring when you solo it. That's a good sign. In the mix, it becomes the weight. Step 3. Build the mid. On the MID track, load Waveatable. If you don't have Waveatable, operator works too, but Waveatable makes the talking stuff easier. Pick a harsher Waveatable or start simple like basic shapes and rely on warp, filtering, and distortion for character. Set unison to something modest, like 2 to 4 voices. Keep the tune low. You want thickness, not a wide trance supersaw. Now build a stock device chain to make it dark and neuro-ish, but still controlled. First, auto filter. Use a low pass 24 dB filter, LP24. Start your cutoff around 200 to 600 Hz. We're going to automate this later, but start closed. Add drive, maybe 2 to 6 dB, for a bit of bite. Next, saturator. Use analog clip. Drive around 3 to 8 dB. Turn soft clip on. This is where you start getting weight and density without totally exploding the sound. Then add amp. Try clean or heavy. Keep the gain conservative. We're not trying to fizz out yet, we're trying to get a gritty core. Then EQ8. High pass the MID around 120 to 180 Hz. This is crucial. You're making space so it doesn't fight the sub. If it sounds boxy, dip a bit around 250 to 400 Hz. Then utility. Set width around 80 to 120%. Don't go crazy. If your low mids get wide, your bass loses punch and the mix gets blurry. Goal check. The sub owns the actual low end. The mid is character and movement. Now step 4. Write the core roller pattern. This is the heart of it. And we're going to keep it simple and effective. Create a one-bar MIDI clip on both SUB and MID. Same rhythm on both to start. Set your grid to 16th notes. Pick a dark key. Easy mode is F minor or G minor. Let's use F minor as the example. Put F1 on the sub, and F2 on the mid. Same note, just an octave apart. Now here's a beginner-friendly dark roller rhythm that works in a lot of neuro and techie rollers. I'm going to count the bar as 1E and A, 2E and A, 3E and A, 4E and A. Place notes on these 16th positions. The end of 1, so 1 and. Then 2E, which is just after the snare on 2. Then 2 and. Then 3 and. Then 4E. Then 4 and. When you loop that with a two-step beat, it creates that forward, rolling pressure without becoming a constant machine gun. Now, Note length is everything. Make most of these notes short. Think a 16th note up to an 8th note at most. Leave tiny gaps. Silence is punch. If you fill every gap, the bass stops feeling heavy. And then choose one note per bar to be longer, maybe a quarter note, as an anchor. That anchor makes the loop feel intentional, like it has a spine. Here's a coaching trick that helps instantly. Think in two lanes in your piano roll. Lane 1 is anchors, longer notes, or the notes you want to feel like the statement. Lane 2 is connectors, short taps that create motion between anchors. If everything is the same length and velocity, it won't roll. It'll just repeat. And while we're here, use a silent rule. In every bar, deliberately leave one 16th note empty where you could place a note, but you don't. That empty spot makes the next hit feel like it slams harder. Step 5. Add dark neuro variation, but keep it hypnotic. Rollers are not really about melodies. They're about micro changes. Duplicate your one bar loop so you have a two bar loop. In bar 1, keep it mostly root note, F. In bar 2, change just one or two notes, not more. In F minor, your dark neighbor tones are Eb, which is the flat 7, Db, the flat 6, which is extra dark, and C, the 5, which is stable but still gives movement. Rule: 80% root, 20% variation. This audio version is shortened for playback.